Are you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos, a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics forever. Words mean the world to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every single Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story. Tonight's guest is Mono Wales. Exploding out of their hometown of Toronto, Juno Award-winning band Mono Wales has been putting on a new lease in the rock genre. The 2019 breakout single, RWLYD, Really Wanna Let You Down, made history, as Mono Wales became the only independent self-managed band to chart at number 2 on alternative radio in Canada.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm well. So you are Sally, correct, from the Mono Wales?
Yeah, Sally from Mono Wales. What's up?
Not much, Sally. So tell us a little bit about this band. How did you guys hook up together? How did you guys start doing the magic that you're doing?
Sure. Well, we all went to college together. So that's kind of where the music magic started to happen. But if I go a little bit further back in our history, I met Jordan in high school where we were high school sweethearts. He helped convince me to continue doing music into my post-secondary life. And so then we both went to the same college where we met Zach on guitar and we formed, and kind of like the rest is history. We've had a long history of making music together.
That's cool. Tell us a little bit about your role in the band.
Yeah, I am the singer. We all songwrite, so we're very much like an equal partnership in this band. It's not like the type of thing where, you know, the singer writes all the lyrics or all the melodies at all. Like, we're very collaborative, and we kind of like to work on all parts of the songs together and feel like we all have pieces of ourselves combined in songs together. So other than that, I also, like, there's more aspects to the business than just the music. Each person in the band kind of has their roles. And I also, additionally to doing that kind of stuff on the music end and singing, do like the marketing or the social media or the visual aesthetic, the music videos. I direct most of them. So anything that has to do with that kind of side of things is also my realm.
Very cool. Tell us about the other band members. Obviously, they're not with us tonight, but tell us a little bit about their names and what they do.
Yeah. So we have Jordan, who was the high school sweetheart. He's on drums. And he's a fantastic drummer, fantastic guy, songwriter. And his role also in the band is to run the record label. So he's kind of like the manager for the label and makes sure that the whole teams are on top of everything. So make sure the emails get out, you know, you need someone to manage all that stuff. So he kind of runs our label. And then you have Zach Sinardo on guitar, who's a friggin' phenomenal producer, songwriter as well, and in his own right, a musician who plays a lot of other instruments, plays bass on a lot of the records, and everyone kind of plays a little bit of not everything, but some of us play synth on different songs, so we all dabble in other stuff instrumentally, but within the band, he also does all the techie stuff, all that like gear live. When you see us live, everything on stage that makes sounds or got us there, that's all Zach putting it together, as well as like the accounting sides of things. So we all have our own things that we spearhead in the business and in the band.
And you know what's wonderful about that is that you, in a way, have help, right? It's not like one person has to do things they don't really want to do or are not comfortable doing.
No, we kind of thrive in our, like, the roles that it took us a long time, I think, to settle into the roles. And especially when you're starting, you like are all being like, maybe we all need to be good at all of this. And over time we were like, no, I think you just have to be really good at the things that you're clearly like ahead of the game on in terms of your skills that you have. And you learn a lot of new skills along the way. Like in this last year, I had to learn how to do merch, run merch. order merch, like do that on the road. So that's like a new skill I've had to like build that I didn't really have before.
Very cool.
So with that, yeah. So with that being said, it's been great. We also have a great team. I don't want to undercut like our manager, Andrew Turner is a fantastic manager. Thank gosh that we have him. We have our, you know, and the outer team, the agents and, our distributors and everyone, we have a fantastic team and I always want to give them credit for what they do as well.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about what you guys have going on this year for the fans.
Sure. We just finished, as of yesterday, a huge tour for the new album, Tunnel Vision, that came out just a few months ago. So feels good to be home, but also it was amazing. I can kind of tell you right now, I'm still feeding off the rush of tour and what it's like to have been in those rooms every night with everyone singing with me. I'm still kind of high. I don't know if you can tell, a little high from like just that feeling of, it is incredible feeling. I'm still there in my brain a little bit. I haven't stepped to the other side yet. But what I look forward to is more of that. Like we have, you know, festivals booked. We have this other tour with Grandson in July. So we have a lot of tour dates coming. We're looking to do tour dates in the States. That's something we're working on as well. So we're excited. And all at the same time, other than like live, which is our favorite thing to do ever, we're really focusing on writing new music right now and producing it ourselves, which is something we thought we've wanted for a while, but finally feel confident in us. So we're producing new songs and doing it all ourselves this time around.
That's great. Tell us a little bit about your songwriting process.
It's so different because I feel like it's never one way. It's like it depends how it feels. On a personal level, I like to write melody and lyrics first. That just comes naturally to me. Maybe as a singer, that's something that comes easier. So I'll find some stuff that I like or a melody. And then I feel like lyrics and melody come really easy together for me, like it's in tandem in terms of like the vibe that I'm feeling and what I'm trying to say. And once I'm doing that and I have some words down and or I'll grab my phone, my iPhone. A lot of it happens in the shower, honestly, where I'm in the shower and I'm singing something and then I'll like have to run out like butt naked and find my phone all wet. It's the worst feeling, you know, nobody wants to do that. But if you don't record it that moment, it's gone. So I'll grab my phone and sing whatever I'm thinking. And then once I get out of the shower and I'm dry and warm again, I'll sit down at my piano and try to plunk out some chords that I think fit underneath it. And I'll have some kind of, I try to finish it off so I have some kind of verse and chorus so I can bring it to the band. And then I'll bring it to the band. And sometimes the song doesn't make the cut and we move on. Or if it's something the boys are into, then, you know, Zach will help me write better chords for it. And then Jordan will have input. And that's when it becomes like the band song, right? Because everyone will have ideas and it'll start to change drastically because we're trying to like do this together kind of thing.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. And it's kind of cool that you have someone to bounce things off of, right? Because you might fall in love with it, but having a fresh set of ears to kind of say, hey, forget this one or tweak it a little bit, that's a huge advantage.
Yeah, I think for a long time, and it still happens, like it used to be very like hurtful. Like it's like, because people like to treat songs like they're little babies, like they're newborn infants, and you're like, don't hurt her, you know, like take care. No, it's my ideas. And I feel like we all felt that way early on. And I think now instead we go in with like the intention that me, Jordan and Zach, I'm like, yeah, they're great songwriters. I know they're not trying to like hurt me or my artistry. They're just trying to make the song the best it can be. So if I go in with that mindset that they're not trying to just take something away from me and make it their own, but they're trying to, you know, make the song really awesome, then it makes it a lot easier of a process.
Yeah, for sure. Tell us a little bit about this song we're going to hear. What inspired it? What do you want us to take from it?
So Really Want to Let You Down was a thing that I believe Jordan and Zach had been working on first. That's like the in an infancy stage. I think they were just like working on it and then going out and eating some burgers one day and coming back and like chipping away at it kind of thing. And we were just having a time in the band's life where I think all of us had this feeling of, like, you know that thing people say where it's like, say yes to everything, right?
Yeah.
There's that saying that goes around, like, say yes to everything. And it was a moment where we were so burnt out. We were like, yo, I don't think I can do, I can't do that anymore. Like, I feel so bad, but I have to say, like, no. And it's like kind of grieving that and coming to terms with, sometimes I have to say no because it's better for myself. So that's kind of the sentiment of, like, really have to let you down, really want to let you down. You know, that's where it comes from. And anyways, the boys had then brought me the song and in some pieces, mostly, like, they did a great job on most of it. Honestly, it was mostly there. And I put my input on it. I'd like to bring a lot of the, like, sing-along factors to songs. So I'm always in the brain of, like, how can I get the audience involved on this song and feel connected? So at the time, I remember pitching the ooh, 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 ooh. So with that stuff, I like to bring in things to bring people together. And it fit in the song, which was great. And then, you know, with a few more changes and a lot of work, bada bing, bada boom, you got really want to let you down. We put it out in the world, not knowing what was going to happen or anyone's going to like it. And it did really well. And we were like, wow, really cool. I didn't know that people felt this way so strongly as well.
All right. I'll tell you what, let's take a listen, then we'll come back and talk. Okay.
Sounds good. I hope you guys like it.
All right, here we go, everybody. Check this out. Thank you for sharing that song. That was kind of cool.
Sick. I hope that you like it.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about, you're obviously the only female in this band. Is it a little bit of a challenge for you? And I don't mean because of your past. I just mean in general, you know, it seems like women in music sometimes get a shake that's not the fairest, and it's sometimes hard to deal with. Do you still see any of that, or you think kind of times have changed and that's not really an issue anymore?
I mean, it's a bit of both, but if I'm going to give a percentage, you know, it's definitely still a hard time. Let's give it an 80% still a hard time and a 20% getting better kind of
thing.
Yeah,
okay.
And that varies, you know, ebb and flows. But I'm grateful that I have people in my band that, you know, they give me a voice as well, and they respect my what I have to say and work with me. And it's not that regular thing out that I feel in the real world, where a lot of the time it does feel like you are secondary, your opinion is secondary, or that you don't know or whatever. I think it is very hard still. And I see it. Like, it's not like I don't see it. Sometimes I have to just be like, it's coming. You know, I walk into a venue and a sound guy is talking to me a certain way, and all I can do is try my best to be kind, because I don't want to give anyone that same energy back. I prefer it. I just prefer it that way, and do my best to be like, look, I know what I know. And if I show you that I know things, and that I can normalize that, like, the more you just, I guess in general, what I'm trying to say with this ramble is my perspective is the more that you just lead by example and you normalize that I'm here and I'm doing the thing and it's, you know, just as comparable, then hopefully that just becomes the norm.
And that's got to be hard, you know, it's got to be frustrating to have to go through extra BS, to be honest with you. So it's a shame, and I hope that we continue to get better as a society, because I think we all have challenges, and you don't need any additional challenges. And, you know, it's a tough business.
Yeah, absolutely. But I also have to recognize that I do recognize how hard it is for me, but it's even harder for a lot of other people. And I'm white passing, so I have that privilege. But for people who don't have that privilege for whatever reason, or if they identify a certain way publicly and people treat them differently, all I want is to get less, like, make, I feel like for me, where I say it's 80-20, it's like 99.1% with them, you know?
Yeah.
So I hope that we can do more for those people. Like, that's who I worry about. It's like, that's who's being left in the dust and being really hurt by it. And as someone who already feels hurt, it just kills me to see someone in a worse position.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Who is your inspiration musically? Do you have like someone that really you look up to, or a top three? Anything you can share with us?
So many. This question is always so hard, but I'll give you some of the day. Like, I feel like if you ask me this question, every day is going to be different depending on how I'm feeling.
Sure.
But one of my favorite artists still to this day is Elliott Smith. He really inspires me as a songwriter. He's an incredible lyricist and writer. Someone else who I feel strongly about, but very different, is White Stripes. So Jack White from the White Stripes. They inspire me a lot with this band and the imagery and kind of musically where I was hoping that we'd land. And we're not there, but like, I can see where the inspo comes from if you listen to us. And my third one isn't going to be an artist, but I feel like more generally, I think you learn from every single person you ever meet on this planet. And every show that I've ever seen in my life has brought something to me. So I always want to recognize that you can always take something from anyone, and it doesn't have to be like a big, shiny artist for it to mean something.
What's the weirdest thing that's happened to you at a gig? You said you guys love doing live gigs. Tell us about the weirdest thing that's ever happened to you or your band.
Yeah, I mean, I would say we identify as like hardcore weirdos ourselves. So it would be very hard to be weirder than us or weirder than me. It's actually like, I would say it's a challenge. But in terms of weird, I mean, I'll tell you like a creepy, terrifying thing more than it is weird, but we were setting up for this gig, just for safety. I won't say where, but this guy comes into the sound check And he comes up to me and he's like, "Oh, you have such a great aura, energy." And I'm like, "Ah, thanks, man." So I'm talking to this guy, which I don't know who he is or why he's in the venue before we're sound checking. But he then starts talking to me and goes, "Yeah, I just got out of jail." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, that's cool, man." And then he goes, "Yeah, and this guy outside, he tried to fight me, but like, I got my knife right here." And he pulled out a knife.
Wow.
And I'm like, "What the hell is going on? I'm literally about to sound check and the club is empty and this guy is talking to me and he's now pointing a knife at me like it's a chill thing." And I immediately "Okay, all right, bye." I got out of there and told my team and my tour manager, and he ran to the bar in order to be like, "Well, who is this guy? Get him the hell out of here."
Yeah,
right?
That's not cool.
And it was just like a friend of the bar owner who just was there. So I guess to me, like, weird, it would be like just unsafe. I don't want to be in an unsafe situation.
Yeah.
But cool weird is like my fans will come to the show and like throw tortillas on the stage and I'll pick it up and be Hannibal Lecter. Like, those are fun weird moments for me. Not like the latter.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Why don't you tell us where people can buy your stuff, stream it, anything you want to share with the fans out there?
Absolutely. We're working on new stuff, but our new album, Tunnel Vision, just came out. And if you want to check it out, you can go to monowheels.com, Google Monowheels. You can find us on all social media platforms. We're very active and we want to talk to you. And yeah, we'll see you at the next show, hopefully.
That's awesome. I'll tell you what, it was great having you on. Love to have you on again anytime. Thank you so much for being on.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And thank you to everyone out there for spending a little bit of your precious time with the two of us. We both hope your own unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at The Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Have a great night, everybody. I love you guys.
Fell asleep okay, but woke up halfway into the night. Scared shitless.
Not quite right.
Anxiety got a hold on me. Society working cold on me. What the hell did I ever do? What the hell did I do to you to deserve this crap from you? What, why, when, how come? Life's a mess, work too hard, nothing left. Everyone else has it figured out while I run in hell. I got no money, can't pay. Well, my coins don't grow, I got no friends.
Hard work never ends.
The nights run by, credits run dry. Inside I hide,
Christ won't wipe my eyes.
What the hell did I ever do? What the hell did I do to you to deserve this crap from you? Again, still, one more time.
Life's a mess, work too hard, nothing left. Everyone else has it figured out while I run in hell.
Thank you for listening to The Songwriter Show. To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.